You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made the headlines this week. India's retail inflation fell to 6.77% in October from 7.41% in September, slipping below the 7% mark for the first time in 3 months and only the second time since April's 8-year high mark of 7.8%. Despite the cool-off, inflation remained above RBI's threshold of 6% for the 10th consecutive month. According to economists, inflation is likely to gradually cool off to around 6% by February next year and further drop to around 5 to 5.5% in March. The Reserve Bank of India Monetary Policy Committee is expected to continue with rate hikes in December meet before pausing rate increases in this cycle. The terminal repo rate is seen at up to 6.75%. RBI MPC is expected to go for a 35 to 50 BPS rate hike in its upcoming meeting. Meanwhile, the government increased the windfall tax on domestically produced crude oil while the levy on export of diesel was reduced. The tax on crude oil produced by domestic firms such as state-owned oil and natural gas corporation was hiked to Rs 10,200 per ton from Rs 9,500 per ton earlier, with effect from 17th November, according to the government notification. In the ninth fortnightly revision of windfall tax, the tax rate on export of diesel has been cut to Rs 10.5 per litre from Rs 13 per litre earlier. The export tax on jet fuel or ATF, which was set at Rs 5 a litre in the last review, has been kept unchanged. Note that the windfall tax is levied as a special additional excise duty, which is aimed at absorbing the super profits earned by domestic crude oil producers due to high global crude product prices, and is revised every fortnight by the central government. The rates of the levies are being changed depending on crude prices and the refining spread. On to the Twitter Musk saga. Twitter's chief Elon Musk this week tweeted that he will be relaunching the Twitter Blue Check subscription on November 29th. Bunting relaunch of Blue Verified to November 29th to make sure that it is rock solid, read Musk's tweet. For all those unaware, make sure you read this line very carefully. If you already have a verified Twitter handle and you choose to change your name, this will directly cause the loss of the blue check. You will then have to go through the whole process once again until they meet Twitter's terms of service. As we all know, previously Twitter's blue check was only available for verified accounts, such as politicians and famous personalities, like journalists, actors, and public figures, among others. However, with the subscription, now anyone can opt for the blue check mark, the only thing being they will have to pay for it. This measure has been taken to help grow Twitter's revenue. Moving on, the Securities and Exchange Board of India is framing new guidelines to monitor social media financial influencers who are giving stock advice and recommendations on various platforms, full-time member S.K. Mohanty said on the sidelines of a CII conference on corporate frauds, governance and risk management. Currently, there isn't any regulatory framework or guidelines for such influencers, giving them a free run to give recommendations without a proper license. The market regulator has been worried about social media influencers for quite some time. Recently, SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Bhuj, while addressing the media, expressed concerns regarding this problem and said a segmented approach would be followed to deal with the issue of unsolicited social media stock tips. In other news, with state finances under strain due to declining own tax revenues, relaunching of old pension schemes in some states and rise in subsidies, the Comptroller and Auditor General of India, G.C. Murmu, this week asked Accountants Generals to improve reporting on the sustainability of state finances. Murmu also stressed strengthening the audits of local bodies, given that 15th Finance Commission grant award of Rs 4.36 trillion to support local governments for a 5-year ending FY26. Addressing the AG's conference in New Delhi, Murmu said going forward, CAG's audit process management and guidance would focus on next steps towards strengthening local bodies' audit, identifying socially relevant audits, and reporting on sustainability of state finances. Lastly, some industrial updates. The Open Network for Digital Commerce will be launching its B2B testing phase next month, starting with the groceries vertical. Persons familiar with the plan said the B2B network participants are in the process of integrating with the system. An analysis by ICICI Securities notes the addressable market for B2B e-commerce is poised for a compounded annual growth rate of 55.8% over FY23-FY25. Digital penetration of the B2B space is expected to increase to 2.3% in FY25 from 1.2% in FY23, analysts at the brokerage observed. The resulting revenue opportunity is likely to increase to $16.5 billion from $6.8 billion during the same period. Meanwhile, a rollout of ONDC's beta phase for Delhi is expected in early December. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.